Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 69. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 42. Tonight, slight chance of rain showers. Slight chance for showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 65, partly cloudy. Dry with temps above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the mid-70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 50.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Medical testing is ordered for the woman accused of killing a Kansas City paramedic. Brandon Dixon has more.
A Clay County judge has directed 39-year-old Shanetta Bozzle to be tested for STDs. The screening was granted in part because of the state's allegations of assault. Bozzle, who's charged with stabbing Graham Hoffman to death with a knife while he treated her, will be tested for things such as HIV, hepatitis, and gonorrhea. She'll be in court next week after she requested a reduction in her bond. I'm Brendan Dixon.
Health officials continue to monitor the measles outbreak in southwest Kansas. 9 new cases have been reported in the past week, according to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, up from 6 in Gray County last week to 15 this week. Haskell County is still listed as having 8 cases. Stevens has 7. Neighboring counties have 1 to 5 cases. 46 measles cases have been reported in southwest Kansas since mid-March. Most are under the age of 17 and unvaccinated. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
My son, Ricky, took his life by the use of a firearm. It broke me, and I contemplated suicide. My grandson, I was going to have to be here for him. I still own my firearm. I keep it in a safe because I want to keep my grandson and myself safe.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that several bills that were introduced by the Kansas Department of Insurance have been signed into law, and House Bill 2050 and House Bill 2334 contains provisions that will continue the commissioner's commitment to reducing the cost of doing business in Kansas. Schmidt said when compliance costs are out of line, consumers are forced to foot the bill, so she's made it her mission to right-size government, and these laws keep that commitment. HB 2050 eliminates the producer appointment renewal fees, which will reduce revenues to the department by an estimated $5.9 million. Further, the new law gives the commissioner the authority to lower over 100 statutory fees, which will be published in the Kansas Register each year by December 1st. And HB 2334 reduces the state premium tax levied on insurance carriers to 1.98% of the total premium written. This tax cut eliminates the portion of the premium tax retained by the department by an estimated $1.8 million. Commissioner Schmidt stated that under her leadership, the department has consistently lowered fees and reduced the cost of doing business by more than $76 million. Both of the laws will take effect on July 1, 2025, and the enrolled bills can be found at kslegislature.gov. Governor Kelly recently signed House Bill 2045, a bipartisan compromise to expand access to child care services and consolidate existing early childhood programs into the Office of Early Childhood. The bill was crafted through negotiations with a bipartisan group of Kansas legislators from both the Kansas House of Representatives and the Kansas Senate, and ultimately received widespread bipartisan support. This landmark piece of legislation is the most consequential early childhood education and care legislation that's been enacted in Kansas in 15 years, and Governor Kelly signed the bill into law during a ceremony at the Kansas Children's Discovery Center in Topeka. Under the legislation, nearly 20 existing state programs serving young children and families will be consolidated into the Office of Early Childhood. The office will be responsible for the state's early childhood system, serve communities and stakeholders by developing a statewide strategy for expanding access to child care, and administer services currently spread throughout various state agencies. The National Sorghum Producers is now accepting entries for the 2025 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners will be selected from contestants in east and west regions across the irrigated, dryland no-till, and dryland tillage divisions, with one overall winner chosen in the food grade category. New this year, growers can choose between two protocol options for verifying yields: a market-based verification option, which allows growers to verify yields based on grain delivered and ticketed at an approved scale, while the traditional on-farm verification option allows for supervised weighbacks at harvest. The added flexibility aims to accommodate a wider range of farm operations and support grower participation. The entry deadline for the 2025 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 26, 2025. Harvest reports will be made available to enter May 1st, 2025, and all completed forms must be received by the National Sorghum Producer Office no later than December 3rd, 2025. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. In order to enter, contestants must pay or be an existing member of the National Sorghum Producers. More than one member of a family may enroll, but each member must have a separate membership. All entries will be reviewed and divisions will be placed based off yield only, and national and state winners will be recognized at the 2026 Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas. To find the entry form, the 2025 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested growers can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yieldcontest or contact NSP directly at 806-749-3478. The Kansas Department of Transportation is accepting applications for the Safe Routes to School program for its third round of Planning and Programming, or PMP, grants. And the applications are due by 5 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, May 2nd, for the 2025-2026 school year. The PMP grants fund the development of safe routes to school plans, which also includes an overview of existing conditions and public outreach, and the plans also identify potential infrastructure and non-infrastructure solutions to help improve safety for children who walk, bike, and roll to school. Safe Routes to School plans that are completed as part of the 2024 PMP grant program can be found at saferoutes.ksdot.gov. All communities, school districts, and organizations are encouraged to apply. And for more information on the PMP grant program, including the application, an informational webinar recording, and a question and answer sheet, you can visit saferoutes.ksdot.gov/grants-and-funding. In Nebraska news, three inmates are being accused of attempted murder after attacking staff at a Lincoln prison in 2023. On Tuesday, investigators arrested Eric Ramirez, 33, 39-year-old John Myers, and 23-year-old Jonathan Gonzalez Salas. All three men are inmates at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. The men were all arrested on suspicion of attempted first-degree murder, along with other felony charges, according to the Nebraska State Patrol. And on May 31, 2023, the inmates were said to attack and severely injured five staff members at the Reception and Treatment Center in Lincoln. The patrol said the inmates used manufactured weapons in the attack, and the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services assisted the patrol in the investigation. 31-year-old Vanessa Williams of Lincoln pled no contest to motor vehicle homicide with reckless or willful reckless driving and two counts of possession of a controlled substance on Wednesday. Court documents said that she was under the influence of multiple drugs on July 20th when she hit and killed 62-year-old John Gross. Williams was driving west on O Street near Sun Valley Boulevard and crossed the median into the eastbound lanes. Gross was sitting in the median, leaning against a traffic sign when he was hit. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police said officers found a pipe with burnt marijuana residue in the driver's door of Williams' car, and court documents said that she was also in possession of methamphetamine and psilocybin. Investigators determined that she was under the influence of narcotics, stimulants, and depressants, and Williams is scheduled to be sentenced on June 30th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas is hosting another virtual job fair and inviting job seekers and employers from all industries to sign up. Kansas Works is organizing the statewide virtual job fair, which will run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. May 16th through the 18th. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said over a three-day period, companies will be conducting interviews to fill a wide array of positions. He said there are many hardworking Kansans who simply don't have time to scout out new career options during the week. During the virtual job fair, job seekers can use any digital device, such as computers, tablets, or smartphones, to join the job fair and fill out applications, and applicants are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview during the virtual job fair. Job seekers and employers must register in advance, even if they participated in previous virtual job fairs, at kansasworks.com. The link includes helpful information such as a job seeker training video and a video interview tutorial. Individuals with disabilities may request accommodation by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 before the event. May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to stay alert and share the road, because whether traveling by motorcycle or another vehicle, everyone wants to arrive safely to their destinations. The national campaign, Motorcyclists Safety is Everyone's Safety, encourages everyone on the road to follow safe driving and riding practices, as speeding and alcohol impairment are two of the leading factors in motorcycle-related crashes. Preliminary 2024 Kansas data shows that 54 people died and more than 852 sustained injuries in crashes involving motorcycles. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said motorcyclists continue to be overrepresented in traffic fatalities, so it's essential that both riders and drivers pay attention to each other. He said no matter what kind of vehicle you're operating, the emphasis must be on putting people's lives and overall roadway safety first. Drivers and motorcyclists can help reduce the number of injuries and fatalities by observing all traffic laws, including obeying the speed limit, driving and riding alcohol and drug-free, and avoiding distractions by focusing on the roadway and other vehicles. Riders should wear high-visibility protective gear, a Department of Transportation-compliant motorcycle helmet, and are required to have an M endorsement on their license. Fort Hays State University is hosting the 66th Annual Western Kansas Technology Education Fair at Gross Memorial Coliseum tomorrow, Friday, May 2nd. This event showcases the talents and innovation of junior high and high school students from across Kansas who are enrolled in technology education programs, where students will present projects ranging from handcrafted furniture and metalworks to CAD drawings and advanced drafting. The doors will open to the public at 8 a.m., and the projects will be available for viewing until 3:30 p.m., and the admission is free. Every project is carefully judged and awarded a ribbon or medal, and throughout the day, students will also compete in live contests, including communication, a quiz bowl-style technology challenge, and problem-solving events. The fair will conclude with an award ceremony at approximately 3:30 p.m. Kim Stewart, the Department of Applied Technology Chair, said this is a fantastic opportunity to welcome students and teachers from across the region to Fort Hays State University and to highlight the creativity and skills showcased in their projects. The fair is entirely coordinated and ran by students from Fort Hays State University's Technology and Engineering Education Collegiate Association and the Fort Hays State University Student Chapter Associated General Contractors, giving attendees a unique look at leadership in action. For more news and information about Fort Hays State University, you can visit fhsu.edu. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. for Norton Community High School and Junior High. Your lunch today will be pork nachos or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Cook's Choice. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 69 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 42 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 65. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 36. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 75. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 77. On Monday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 p.m. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 72. On Tuesday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 68. And on Wednesday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 69. Currently, with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.96. The dew point is 46 degrees. And the current wind chill is 49 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:18. It is time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Veteran coach Bill Peterson, who has experience at virtually every level of college and professional basketball coaching, has been named an assistant men's basketball coach at Kansas State University in an announcement by head coach Jerome Tang on Tuesday afternoon. Peterson, who started his new job on Tuesday, previously coached alongside Tang while at Baylor from 2017 to 2022, where they helped to guide the Bears to the 2021 NCAA championship. Peterson has a combined 10 years of head coaching experience at the NAIA, Division II, and G League levels in his 47-year coaching career. While he has been an assistant coach at Louisiana Tech from 1980 to 83, McNeese State 1987 to 94, Bossier Parish Community College 97 to 99, and Colorado State 2000-2007 in Denver this past season, to go along with significant experience in support staff role at Baylor from 2017 to 2024. Peterson has also served in various capacities in the NBA, including a special assistant with the Golden State Warriors in 1989, player development scout with the Mavericks 98 to 2000, and assistant coach/player development with the Milwaukee Bucks 27 to 2013. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.